Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 7th day of June 2010 transmission. Every broadcast in consecutive order just gets more and more important. The magnitude of global developments, the good, the bad, and the ugly, are just stunningly off the chart. The import of it is just amazing. We've got Paul Dornanu. We've got four guests today popping in. Paul Dornanu and the aftermath of Bilderberg. He was last on with us Friday. They still had the Saturday and then the Sunday breakup of the meeting. Big developments since then. Quite a few arrests and people being detained in Spain outside of Barcelona in Sitges there on the coast in Catalonia. He'll be joining us from Romania. He can also talk about some of the financial meltdowns happening in Eastern Europe. He'll be popping in for about 10 minutes. So each hour, we just have a guest popping in for a quick report on Bilderberg. We'll be covering other news and taking your calls in the large spaces in between. Mark Anderson of American Free Press, their editor. He'll be joining us still in Hispaniola, still in Spain. Insidious. With a lot of key info. He'll be popping in the middle of the third hour. And then Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian will be popping in the middle of the third hour as well. And then we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson guest hosting in the last hour. We're going to take his training wheels off. And he's going to be giving you a big news breakdown and analysis coming up in the fourth hour today while I work on the new eugenics / chemtrail film. It's not that I don't want to do 4 hours. It's just that I am putting Watson through his paces to perhaps in the future fill in for an entire broadcast. I don't think he wants to do the show, though, so he may try to do a bad job. I'm joking. Watson's a professional and does a wonderful job. His research, his political thinking cap, his political, psychological, historical equipment is good, excellent. And so we look forward to him sitting in the fourth hour today and tomorrow. Now, I have some amazing stacks of news and information here in front of me. World stocks hit by fears over U.S. job recovery and what's happening in Eastern Europe, namely Hungary. We have a big stack of Bilderberg Group news here. Bilderberg 2010, finalist of participants. And we have Bloomberg reporting on Bilderberg. Ben Bernanke is reportedly there, and I've videotaped him myself and looked into his little beady eyes in 2008, driving in an armored limousine. So he's reportedly there, but the Federal Reserve says, no, he's not there. Kind of like them lying about Hillary being there in 2008 or 2006, and we know she was both occasions. So they're a pack of liars. They love lying to you. But it's in Bloomberg, and Bloomberg says, well, I guess there is a world government, and this isn't really a conspiracy. Amazing. Out of Bloomberg, I mean, such a victory that we can now actually address the real corrupt, illegitimate rulers instead of talking about their puppets, George W. and John McCain and Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. the real name, of course, Barry Sotaro. See, everything's a lie. It's a religion of lying. We're just everything's a lie. See, if you're going to lie, you need to lie about everything, where it's just a tissue of lies, a false reality, a false spectrum of lies. We got North Korea news. We got Israel Mideast news. We've got oil spill news, war on terror news, Big Brother news. We've got so much vital news today, and it is all coming up on the other side of this quick break and your phone calls.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the first hour today, and 30 minutes into the second hour, we're going to have open phones for first-time callers. So people that never can get in on the lines have a chance to call in and chime in on any of the news I'm about to go over or any news items you wish to discuss. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we are live. It is Monday, the seventh day of June 2010. We're nearing the halfway point in 2010. I just always marvel at how fast time is moving. Okay, we've got our economy stack. We've got our Bilderberg Group stack. Incredible information coming out there. Some good news and some bad news. We also have our Israel and Mideast stack, our Big Brother stack, our War on Terror stack, our oil spill stack, our North Korea stack. And we're going to cover it all interspersed with your phone calls today. And then we do have three guests joining us from Bilderberg in the aftermath of it and the new developments, the things that unfolded Saturday and Sunday, and they are extremely important. Namely, Tucker told us Friday that for the first time ever, the vast majority of Bilderberg Group attendees are green light attack on Iran. And then I noticed Saturday and Sunday I saw headlines about more nations back sanctions on Iran, more nations back war with Iran. And what is Iran doing saying, okay, we're going to send armed ships with the next flotilla into Gaza? And at a primitive level, people are like, good, let them get the aid in. You know, stand up. You know, don't let those armed Israelis go after those innocent boats. Yeah, but Israel has nuclear weapons. We don't want to give Israel an excuse to raise tensions or Iran an excuse to raise tensions and end up with a nuclear war. Come on, folks. Come on. You know what's going to happen to the economy? Bare minimum a tripling in oil prices if they block the Strait of Hormuz. And that's the minimum Iran's going to do. You know what that's going to do to the economy? I mean, at a primitive macho level, it's like, good, kill them Iranians, bomb them right now, nuke them, I love it, parking lot. Well, first, you've got to learn how to find Iran on a map before you're allowed to say nuke them. And then once you've done that, you've got to stop calling them Arabs. Them towelhead Arabers. Yeah. First, you got to know they're Persians. At least know who you're wanting to kill. And then you've got to understand what that's going to do with Russia and China. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we can have another world war. We don't want that. I know some of you are bored and think it'll be entertaining. It's not going to be entertaining. It's not going to be fun. You don't want it. Doesn't need to happen. Israeli military took control of the Rachel Corrie on Friday and directed it in. Reportedly, there was no violence. That's the good news. The bad news is Israelis killed five scuba divers off the coast of Gaza, claiming they were terrorists. But witnesses reported they looked like they were just off the coast with no targets around them in scuba gear. So it's the same commandos that reportedly boarded the ship last Monday. So another big PR disaster on that front. That's all coming up. But let me just get into the economy first here, okay? At least hit some of these headlines. World stocks hit by fears over U.S. jobs and the plunging economy in Hungary. U.S. a $13 trillion debt poised to overtake GDP, Bloomberg chart of the day. That's right. Our debt is set to overtake our entire GDP, which is what it's designed to do. Total slaves of the bankers. We're breaking that down more today. In 5 years, UK will be spending more on interest than schools, climate, and transport combined. Oh, that's out of Business Insider. Oh, we've got to spend money on the climate. Yes, saving it. Give Al Gore money or the earth will die. Germany to unveil cuts to welfare and jobs. See, they raise your taxes in the name of the social welfare net, and then once the bankers get you in debt, they take it all away. That's what you foolish, low-level leftists don't understand. The money goes to the bankers with their trillions in bonuses. Got it? Got it? Understand that? Big government's for and by the bankers. Got that? All you stupid mainline liberals? And all you stupid mainline conservatives, they're like, corporations never do wrong. They're good. We need the big insurance companies to run health care. We, the banks are good. No, they're not. No, they're not free market. Just shut up. All of you are mainline people out there that buy into the mainstream media garbage are fools. It's a false paradigm. Europe is heading for a mini-depression, Counterpunch reports. Counterpunch is some good folks, but no, they're already in a depression, okay? So are we. It's not a mini-depression, ladies and gentlemen. They have a higher debt ratio in Europe and the United States than they had in the depth of the Great Depression in 1933. U.S. will be like Greece in 7 to 10 years, say congressmen and experts. 7 to 10 years? How about 1 year? College students, this is your future. High unemployment and student loan hell. We got Gerald Celente coming on either Tuesday or Wednesday to break that down. For-profit colleges reap big benefit from stimulus. Yeah, they're getting the government money. And then you don't, most people are getting these degrees and being $100,000 plus in debt. Unless you're getting a government job, you're not getting one. Got to love all the PhDs with 7-Eleven jobs or Walmart jobs. Of course, 95% of new job hiring is government. See, it's a takeover. Rating cut by Finch on wealthiest U.S. state per capita. Connecticut is the wealthiest state, kind of the bedroom community for the Wall Street hooligans. And they've now lost their AAA rating, just like California is about to lose it. Then that means you pay higher interest to the bankers with made-up money. They get the whole world in their filthy hands, because we won't wake up the scam. So we're going to be going over some of that. Also, world stocks, again, hit by fears over U.S. job losses and Hungary plunging. We're going to, again, get back into that coming up a little bit later. On the Bilderberg front, Sigis Spain, the Bilderberg Group now has a website, Bilderberg Meetings. Before, the last 4 years, they would release a fax. And they have to do that because of FOIA requests to find out what government officials are there. They just preempt it now. But they also lie about it. We've caught them lying about Bernanke being there, Hillary, Barack, H. Obama, Barry Sotaro. And so they release the names, but we already have photographs of some of the people that aren't on this list. So lots of deception there. But William Gates, Bill Gates, is on the list. Continuing, Bilderberg wants Americans disarmed and dependent on government. And then Paul Watson has an excellent article going over Tucker, saying that was one of the main things on their agenda is we've got to disarm these slaves. And then he also then links to all the mainstream news about the UN treaty to basically ban importation of all small arms. And then the federal government says under that treaty that supersedes U.S. law, that they will ban the Second Amendment for citizens. Big news. You need to get this out to everybody. Bilderberg wants Americans disarmed and dependent on government. And, of course, what did Charlie Skelton last week on Wednesday evening, the night before they threw everybody out? He was there. London Guardian reporter, and he's in the dinner, in there in the hotel, five-star lounge, and right next to him are the head. And I've been thrown out as well twice, so I've seen the badges. And they had the head, I believe they were black badges. You have green badges, red badges, yellow badges, and others. Logistics are green. But Skelton was sitting right next to him for an hour and a half and heard him talking about how horrible it is that people have enough money to travel there to protest them, and that they basically see that the citizens having any jobs or any economy is their welfare largesse, you understand? Them even allowing you any job, you know, start your own factory, they're going to allow that with their carbon tax. If they don't want to, you won't. They're going to allow you to have a car dealership. They're going to allow you to have a farm or ranch. And that, oh my gosh, the protesters are so scary. Did you see the horrid Alex Jones? Oh, he's so frightening on his bullhorn. They were so close. Did they attack? No, but it was very frightening. Oh, my gosh. Of course they want your guns, and they want to economically destroy you. So the good news is a lot of Bilderberg attendees didn't show up. They're scared. They go to great lengths to hide their faces because they know they're engaged in criminal activity inside. Big corporate interests taking control of government and having presidents and prime ministers arrive to be vetted and to pledge their allegiance to these people. It's against federal law, the Logan Act. But the problem is the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Bloomberg all had reports about Bilderberg, or at least mentioned them. Drudge Report ran headlines all week, including two PrisonPlanet.com articles. There's a PrisonPlanet.com article there right now, right next to two London Guardian reports about Bilderberg. See, we're mainstream now. We didn't change. We're changing the system. We can win. You know, it's amazing when some bully starts a fight with you and he's a foot and a half taller than you and outweighs you by 100 pounds. But if you just start pounding him and open a can up and just turn it loose, you're going to be surprised when that guy falls over and, you know, hits his head on the concrete. Then your only problem is explaining to the police that he attacked you first, and thank God there's a witness. That's the same thing politically. You start swinging, folks, you turn it loose, you know you at least aren't going to die on your knees, and you're probably going to whoop them. It's the same thing politically in the peaceful info war. It doesn't mean we've beaten them. It doesn't mean that we're not in trouble. Let me be clear about that. Some are saying, Alex is saying we won. We haven't won. Well, that's a straw man. I never said that. But what I said is, we're in the fight, ladies and gentlemen, and they're scared. We're going to explain when we come back and go to your phone calls. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, LIV52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Well, gold is up $20 right now. Power surging. That's $20 just in the last 2 hours. It was just up about 2 hours ago by a dollar. I went and looked it up, and it's $20 right now. Power surging is the word. Let me just hit refresh, see how much it's gone up. Just amazing information. The globalists will go in and try to push it down, but it's a losing battle, obviously. That's why I've got a mainstream news article here about them proposing a gold tax. That's the same thing as basically confiscation. The power to tax is the power to destroy. But what are you going to do, stay in paper that they can tax? There is no silver super magic bullet, but the best thing is gold and silver. That's why you got to get it now, bury it now, your golden eggs, before the bankers steal everything. And they will take everything. People are like, well, what do I get that's perfectly safe? Nothing's perfectly safe. The Federal Trade Commission, the FCC, are all announcing that they're going to put taxes on all cell phones, all internet, all alternative news, radio, TV, all advertising, control everything you say. They're openly saying the end of free speech. Okay? I mean, it's really happening. They really took over health care. And they know they're going to phase it in over 4 years, so Obama says, see, everything's fine. Yeah, the whole economy's going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's fine. You wait till they implement it all. Cybersecurity's going in to be able to take over the entire web and shut it off, in their own words. I can't believe they're this bold. We know what this is. It starts with a capital T. Tyranny. Tyranny. Tyrannus. The tyrant. Well, I say death to the idea of tyranny. Death to the spirit of tyranny. Down with tyranny. The spirit of liberty is rising. So, of course, the Bilderberg Group is scared to death. Of course. I mean, remember, just 4 or 5 years ago, they were still making fun of you if you talked about the Bilderberg Group. National talk show hosts were going, can I have some cheese with my Bilderberger? I mean, I heard that joke for 15 years. Oh, they're not laughing anymore because we didn't care what the media said about us. We didn't care about the demonization. We didn't care about the propaganda. We didn't care about the New World Order calling us names. We just covered the facts and said these bankers are issuing derivatives. It's basically a counterfeit instrument. They're buying up the world with it. They're setting up a police state ahead of their implosion of the economy. They're going to put brain scanners and naked body scanners in. By the way, they're announcing naked body scanners and brain scanners to be on the street now. Where'd Bob go? Oh, the brain scanner said he was a terrorist. No judge, no jury. Warrantless DNA checkpoints. They're going for broke. Because they don't have much time. And so to the police, the military, to all of you, you better decide what team you're on. You better decide whether you're going to stand with your family in the Republic or whether you're going to go with the New World Order, who is going to destroy you. At least your financial future is going to be destroyed and probably your physical future. If you don't, wake up now and get angry. And the general public, you better stop thanking me for speaking out and standing up and being involved. I'm just trying to engage in self-preservation here. What else am I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do as a man who by the age of 19 was pretty much fully awake of what was going on? I know I was supposed to be chasing skirts and drinking beer. Doesn't mean I didn't do some of that. But at the same time, I had studied history. I thought that's what a man was supposed to do. I was involved in history. I knew about what my family had done in history. And I knew the job I had to do. Okay? The media tells you you're supposed to be a sophomoric arrested development idiot. Well, that's what slaves are into. Not me. Not me. I'm a wild man. I want freedom. And so you better look in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen. You better ask yourselves right now where you're going to be, what you're going to do in the future. Are you going to be an actor in history, actually having an effect? I don't mean an actor in Hollywood. I mean, you know, a physical actor in the great stage of his life that Shakespeare talked about. Are you going to be someone who has a role in the future destiny of mankind? Or are you going to sit on the sidelines and do nothing and let a bunch of criminal globalists run over you and steal everything you got? Because history has proven 100% of the time, when you lay down and aren't involved in society, and when you are a foolish buffoon who knows all about the latest fashions and how to act cool and how to be trendy, fashion and trendiness is the mark of slaves. 3,000 years ago, they introduced fashions in China to enslave the population. They wrote history books about it 3,000 years ago in Persia, in China, in India, how to enslave people. Okay? All right, we're going to come back, hit more news, go to your phone calls, but a lot is going on, a lot is happening. In fact, your calls are straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Yeah, these corrupt globalists can run on for a long time, for a long time.
You can run on for
but the minute you get a fighting spirit, the minute you start spreading that mindset, that idea, that infectious virus of liberty, the enemy will start imploding. It is a spirit. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. You got to break your conditioning. You've got to break the spell you're under. I'm going to go to your calls and back into all the news, or I'll never get to your calls if I continue with the news. But I wanted to just make a point. I was listening to an ad that I cut for solar power generators during the break. And I have a line in there about there's legislation all over the country with smart meters in your home and business where the government controls your thermostats. And it just hit me again that I remember a decade ago they were proposing it in California. I read the government and MIT and other reports. They said we're going to control everybody's house. We're going to have smart refrigerators that track everything that's in your refrigerator. Then CPS will be called if your children aren't eating healthy. Elder care will be called on old people to take them, basically, to be euthanized. It described to government care, but they're phasing in the euthanasia. Europe already has it. And we're going to remote control people's thermostats. and we're not going to let people have it set at 75, 76. You know, we'll get people trained incrementally to just basically not even have air conditioner. We'll get them, you know, up to 85 or so degrees in the house for the earth, of course. And now I read articles every week or two without looking of new retirement homes all over the country where they get government grants if they're, quote, smart houses, where there's sensors in the refrigerators tracking everything the old people do. They have elder care popping by as if it's a service. Everyone in Head Start gets CPS visits 3 times a year. That's what the feds have announced as the mandate. You haven't gotten the knock on the door, they're coming. We're now going to have yearly census with them demanding stuff at your door. I was at the lake fishing on the end of a pier 2 weeks ago, and a census worker came out, and I said, I don't live here. I'm fishing. And the guy started asking my name, and I said, look, I'm not answering your question. Get thee gone, government person. I'm not here to be lined up and asked questions by you, the secret police. And I've got the government reports 20 years ago how they plan to have us doing weekly census. And they're going to have an environmental chief on every block that comes in and inspects your house. This is all slave training. What do you think it is when they take your baby's blood at birth for 37 years and put it in the Pentagon database? And now they admit it to you. See, they think you're slaves now. They think you're broke back. Oh, I'd tell you about it 15 years ago, you'd laugh. The government would never do that. Now they just admit it and you go, oh, well, I guess it's good. Oh, they're going to put you through naked body scanners and admit they're recording you and your family's genitals and laughing at it. It's so bad they laugh at their own employees' genitals that have to go through it every day until they beat each other up. And they print out Hollywood people's genitals and say, sign this for me. And it comes out in the news and Homeland Security reports admit they're recording your genitals. We're going to record your genitals and we're going to do it because we like it. And now I have mainstream news about brain scanners in the airports. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people were sent to prison for brain scanners. Hundreds of thousands of people were sent to prison for lie detectors, excuse me, made up quack machines, and they sent them to prison. They sent them to death row. Turns out it's totally made up and fake, basically. Just a way to trick people into admitting they're lying. Well, now they got even fancier. Now lie detectors aren't admissible in court after 50 years of people exposing them. So now they have quack machines, Robbie the Robot systems, that say you're really a terrorist. And they train minimum wage workers on facial expressions that mean you're a terrorist. And they tell them, you know, today we're looking for gray-haired women above 70. They may be terrorists. That's the alert. There's no real alert on 70-year-old women that are terrorists. They're just having you be trained to go after everybody and see everybody as a terrorist. Old men with oxygen tanks are their favorites, or making people in wheelchairs that can't walk, get up, or turning them back. That's in the news. It's all about the absurdity, training you to accept absurd oppression. Because if they can get you to accept over-the-top ridiculous things, you know, why does the Marine Corps make people call themselves names and chant stupid slogans and beat each other up? Because if they can make you do something stupid, like grabbing your genitals and marching down the middle saying, this is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for fun. If they can make you do stupid things when they tell you to do other things, you're going to follow those orders. I didn't sign up for mind control. I didn't sign up to be under mind control. You understand that? All right, I'm going to your calls. The point is, it all hit me during the break. Imagine Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, where we now have all over the country, Austin already has it. They didn't ask me last year. They came in my office, and they put smart meters on where they control the thermostats in my office. They didn't ask. They just came and did it. And they put smart meters in on gas, on electric, on everything. They didn't ask. And even if I get a generator, the city of Austin now wants a tax on my generator with some little knuckle-dragging inspector I've got to deal with. Some control freak that couldn't get a real job but likes to look down on business people that actually work and actually put their own money into things and actually work more than 8 hours a day. Real men that don't enjoy telling people what to do. Go ahead and play it. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
This is for fighting,
this is
for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
that's enough. The issue is they take your baby's blood secretly. What a creepy, evil government. They naked body scan you and your family and then tell you they're not when on record they are, and they're saving all of it. They put in remote control systems to control your thermostat from California to Texas. They put brain scanners in the airports. They're training your kids to spy on you in the public schools. It goes on and on and on. They're going to have weekly censuses now, not just yearly, with control freaks showing up constantly at your door, telling you to violate your own Fifth Amendment. I mean, I can't even go to a public park and stand on the end of a pier and stick a worm on the end of a hook without some 20-year-old zit-faced punk trying to tell me to answer questions. No, I'm not going to. Do you understand? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You don't own me, scum. You understand that? I know the government is narcotics trafficking, child kidnap trafficking, pedophile trash. I'm calling you out, filth. I know what you are, run by a bunch of degenerate psychological warfare psychiatrists, most of them a bunch of pervs. Have you read the literature they write? Most of them support NAMBLA. Look, the government wants to be able to grab your kids and rape them. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. And you better grow up, ladies and gentlemen. You better grow up. You better grow up right now and admit just how bad it is. Hitler snuck up on the Germans. Lenin snuck up on the commies in Russia. Mao snuck up on those peasants that brought him to power. First thing he did was kill at least 64 million of them. All right, I can't handle it anymore. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just so obvious that we shouldn't be putting up with any of this. Any of this. Oh, now the police, first they get fake warrants. The judge would just swear out fake mass warrants in Phoenix, Arizona, in Austin, Texas, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Buffalo, New York, in Tampa, Florida. It's all federal grants. They have big RVs out there with lazy cops waddling around, randomly pulling people over, letting the illegal aliens go on record, totally drunk, only wanting scum citizens, scum filth citizens they see as their the prey animal they feed on. They, you know, it's fun. They don't know they're prey to the New World Order as well. And then they would jam needles in people's arms on the side of the highway. And then lawsuits got filed. So the state of Texas just passed legislation saying, look, we don't need no stinking Fourth Amendment. Take blood whenever you want on the side of the road. No more Fourth Amendment. Oh, it's so fun. And one of my lawyers is a former judge, state judge. And I was a few months ago in his office having a meeting with him. And he just said, I can't believe they passed that law. I can't believe. He goes, this is the end of America. Well, that's why, he's a retired judge, make more money in private practice. The kind of scum that want to be judges now, they love it. All right, I'm going to stop here in just a minute. Listen, when the government's taking your baby's blood at birth secretly, you got a corrupt government, okay? When they're putting hundreds of poisons in the water that they know attack your hypothalamus, your sexual organs, your liver, your kidneys, you like bladder cancer? 10 years of one part per million sodium fluoride in studies more than quadruples bladder cancer. You like bladder cancer? It more than doubles bone cancer across the board, more than quadruples it in men. You like bone cancer? Oh, it's real painful, I'm told. You think that's cute? Huh? Oh, you're tough guys, cops, huh? The government gave you a little power. They gave you a little power to violate the Bill of Rights. Well, let me tell you something. You think you're tough? You work for a government that jacks your water supply with chemical weapons. And I'm red-blooded. This is the response you're supposed to have to stuff like this. You can sit there and call. Listen, even if you think I'm a nut, you might as well go research what I said. But no, you won't do that. If you did research it, you found out I was telling you the truth. And then if you had any soul, you'd be acting just like I am. This is a normal behavior when people are poisoning your water. Ugh. I'm sorry. See, it just made me mad to be reminded during that break that that they're taking control of our thermostats, and now they're announcing they're going to start deciding how much electricity you can have. I mean, this is real. This is real. This isn't a game, people. None of it's a game. None of it's a game. And now they're all over the news announcing they're going to shut down most of talk radio, the internet, and everything else. They're not just saying they're going to tax it or regulate it. They're talking about totally shutting it down. Openly. Like with a straight face. What, are they going to send cops over here when the time comes? Say, we don't agree with them, Mr. Jones, but we're just doing our job. I mean, at what point do we stand up against you people? At what point? At what level of crime will you not commit against us? I don't care if the corrupt scum in Washington tell you it's okay. It isn't okay, okay? I don't care if Hitler said he had the law behind him to murder people and launch wars. I say the law that's in my gut and in my brain and in my soul says I have a right to resist you however I need to. You understand that? But the truth is we're kicking the New World Order's butt with the info war, and that's why they want to shut us down. They want to, what was the quote? Guys, print me the Kennedy quote. Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Or those that make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Forget the exact quote. I mean, there comes a time where you just can't lick the boots anymore. You just can't kiss the big, wart-covered hind end of the New World Order and the pot-bellied little government servants. There comes a time when you can't lay down anymore. There comes a time when you just can't put up with it anymore. I'm going to settle down. I don't know if I'm immune to the fluoride or what it is, because it is a toxic sedative. Of course, I don't drink it, so when I'm out at a restaurant, I still do it, drink the iced tea or whatever. I don't know what your problem is out there, red-blooded men. You thank me for going to city council and the state legislature and Congress? You thank me for making films? What is stopping you from taking action? And a lot of people are taking action, and that's why the globalists are scared. But I'm telling you, we don't have much time. You've got to launch your info war operations right now. Banner hangs, mini documentaries, newsletters, websites. Look, you don't have to do it perfect. You know, everybody, I see everybody wait, you know, for the perfect opportunity, the perfect crafted information, or the perfect way to deliver it. No! Just take action! It's all we've got! Alright, I'm going to your calls. John F. Kennedy, in a speech at the White House, 62, he said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And Homeland Security will probably list him as a terrorist next. They already listed Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Oh yeah, I have the training manuals, I have video. And don't sit there, cops, and laugh. A lot of you have been in the training. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny, video of FEMA teaching cops, firemen, and police that, and you know it's true. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
All right, Alex. Hey, great job. I have three things. I'll make it quick, okay? I'm a plumber pipe fitter, all right? Watching the way they put that saw in there, they set it up to get pinched. You have a whole back, you got a pipe leaning to the right, you got the whole back side wide open, but they cut it from the side so the pipe can pinch it. Don't make sense. On top of that.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I'm no genius, but they did cut it the way it was leaning, and any moron knows if a tree's leaning, say, to the southwest, then you go over to the northeast side of the tree to cut it so it will fall the direction it's already leaning so it doesn't fall on you. I mean, that is a good point.
And the other thing is, that is a flange. If you're anybody's familiar with a flange, that's how you connect another piece of pipe to another. There's a flange here. Cut the bolts off the flange, slide two rods up, bring a piece of pipe down with a gasket on it, over the two rods, you put your little bolts in one at a time, you got it sealed. No, they crushed the top to make it worse. Now, my other thing is...
Well, here's the deal. Hold on, I'm going to hold you over if need be, but it's time for Watson or Kurt or Steve... Aaron's too busy on the film we're working on, to do a full report. They dump 44% of their stock, then about 8% more, so it's total of, what, 52, a percent of the Goldman Sachs 2 days before and the day after, but 44% 2 days before. It turns out the CEO of BP, the chief Tony Hayward, sold shares weeks before oil spill, the biggest sale ever for him individually. And it was all against BP, and then the fact that BP's the top globalist oil company wanting the carbon tax, and now Obama is using this to re-kickstart his carbon tax, calling it an oil spill tax, Yes, my gut now tells me it's a staged event. Go ahead.
Okay, one more thing. Now, everybody listen up closely. This is a possibility. This is coming out of a website called, just letting you know, I want to be on a ball, called the Intel Hub. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But basically, red alert possibility. Battle-hardened troops on guard arriving in Gulf with 50-millimeter cannons, machine guns on top, full battle gear, waiting for pictures to be sent today. It was in Grand Isle, Louisiana. The report came to us through the scene of...
Listen, I appreciate your call, Jeff. You know, I don't like to go off of Internet speculation, though Obama did say he was dispatching SWAT teams to the Gulf. And the Gulf is collapsing. It's going to devastate their economy. And people are already attacking BP stations, egging them, spraying graffiti on them. And so I would imagine they are going to deploy troops. I mean, I got video all over the country where they just have National Guard out for a local basketball game. They'll direct traffic when there's no need in the middle of cornrows, all acclimating the slaves. All right, Nathan, Tom, Dan, Curry, your calls are coming up.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, let's go back to your phone calls here. And I got a bunch of news coming up as well. Global economic meltdown just accelerating. Gold up as high as $20 today. Up $20. Let's talk to Tom in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Tom. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
So my friend, my stupid friend recently got arrested for growing a bunch of marijuana in his house. I was just wondering if you had any legal advice I could pass on to him, since I know you've talked to people with the
Well, I mean, if people got self-control, they shouldn't drink, they shouldn't smoke pot, they shouldn't speed, they shouldn't do anything wrong, because we're in a criminal government looking for any excuse to throw the book at what they see as the target. The enemy is the American people. Unless you're going to change your name and pose as an illegal alien, I wouldn't commit crime. Now, if you're an illegal alien, literally, you could even commit serial murders like the railway killer. He killed over and over again. They kept letting him go. If you announce yourself as a god, an illegal alien, then you'll be left alone. But I don't encourage anybody to commit crime. I was being somewhat sarcastic there. I wouldn't grow marijuana. And, I'm not going to tell him what to do. I mean, I wouldn't plea bargain if I'd done it. I would continue to fight it. But that's a decision for him to make, Dan. I appreciate your call. Or Tom. Now we're going to Dan in Minnesota. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Dan. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
First time caller. I just got two quick questions for you.
Welcome.
Hi. You and Jim Tucker have been pretty good at exposing the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group. To slow them down a little bit, what are the chances of us slowing down the Committee of 300? Because aren't they more powerful than the Bilderberg Group?
The Committee of 300 doesn't really meet. The Committee of 300 is the larger grouping, or the name they give themselves, of the elite in Europe, the U.S., England, and Canada. And the Bilderberg Group is one of their key meeting steering committees. So it's one and the same. People get, the mainstream media always says, which is it, Alex? Does the Trilateral Commission run it? Does the Club of Rome run it? Does the CFR run it? Does the Royal Commission on International Affairs run it? Does the Bilderberg Group run it? All of those are chaired and co-chaired and steered by less than 20 people. And so the Club of Rome is over environmental takeovers. Trilateral Commission is between Asia, Europe, and North America on banking. So there's specialized corporate bodies that do this. But yes, the Bilderberg Group does have steering committee meetings. We should try to go to those. Trilateral Commission has meetings. Those are getting confronted. Club of Rome has meetings. We should go out to all of these. But you'll notice when you go to these meetings, it's all the same people. About once a month, the top globalists are meeting somewhere.
Okay. Thank you. And my second question is, I'm a divorced and have a 7-year-old son. My ex-wife works for the sheriff's department, and she's one of those people that thinks government is God and will give them any vaccine under the sun. How do you deal with people like that?
And this is your ex-wife?
Yes.
Well, she thinks she's getting away with something and showing you, and she knows best. I would bring her all of the vaccine inserts. I'd bring her the H1N1, the regular seasonal. I would underline Guillain-Barré, neurological disorder. I would underline mercury, thimerosal. And then I would bring fact sheets on each one and say, listen, honey, I'm sure I'm wrong about a lot of things. You're on a power trip. You're the woman. You're in charge. You've got the uniform. I'm just a dumb male. But this really does hurt our baby. I know out of fear you give him the shots thinking it's going to protect him. But lots of stuff like hepatitis is only for sexually active or IV drug users. Please, please, get on your knees if you have to. To these type of slaves, they like a power trip.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.